The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys this week. We are going to be talking about a few large topics, because, hey, why not? I kind of like doing that. The topic of sexualness and money. And what is sexualness, and what does it have to do with money? And there's so many different places to go and play. And this has been actually a big area that I've been exploring and playing with in my own life lately. And just so much amazing, juicy stuff coming out of it. So really what I wanted to, this topic actually has come out of, for me, just an exploration and a curiosity of what is receiving actually. And in Access Consciousness, we talk a lot about receiving, and a lot of what we do and what we create in Access is really gives us access to receiving more of who we be and more of like greater access to the being that we be and the consciousness that we be and the ease that is possible when you're willing to function from that as your reality. And it's really a conversation that doesn't actually exist other places in the world. Like it doesn't actually, like I never really, I've been playing with personal growth transformation tools and different bodies of work for decades, and never was actually invited to play with this idea and the possibility of receiving more. And it was all about what can we do, what can we do different, and what can we change, and not like, hey, what can we acknowledge about what's already true for us? What can we create from that space of actually receiving what is true for us? Like, and how do we include our bodies in that? And how do we include sexualness in that? To me, the energy of sexualness is very much about receiving. And that also creates a space where more money can come into our worlds and we can have greater abundance in so many different ways. So what is sexualness? That's a word actually that was coined by Access Consciousness. I'm not sure exactly who came up with it. It might have been Dane Heer or Gary Douglas, the creators of Access. But I love that word, and I love all of the energies that come, that play into sexualness. Sexualness is not about sexuality. It's not about copulation. It's not about your body parts. It is actually about healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic energies. And what is it like to actually be that? What is it like to actually have a sense of that and the space of that with our bodies and in our lives and with everything that we create? And if you look at where it's like, where do you, like, if we just look at that, we'll dive more into sexualness and that whole conversation and the body and all of that. But even if you just apply that to the topic of money, it's like, what do you do to create money? Like, where do you go in your world to create money? And I don't mean like, do you go to work? But like, what space do you attempt to create money from? Like, is it from the space of like, I must do more, I must work harder, I must, like, you know, make sure that I have the job that I need, or like so many people actually do this. There's such a proving energy and like a doing energy with money. And there's a huge point of view in this reality that the harder you work, the more money you will have. And I know a lot of people that are willing to work a lot harder to create more money. And what if there's a really different possibility with that? Now, it doesn't mean that if you'd like to have more money in your life that, you know, doing whatever it takes and working however much is required of you and all of that, it doesn't mean that that's not, that may not be required, because, you know, a lot of times when we're asking to create something very different in our lives that we've never created before, there is something, like, there can be a big stretch with what we need to do and what we need to create and what we need to step into. But if you approach the creation of more money and more wealth and abundance in your world from a space of, I need to do more, I need to, like, turn up the volume on how much I work and how much I effort, that is going to get really old really fast. I've played with that. I can say I've attempted. That has been my reality in a lot of ways. And really lately have been really just looking at, what is a different reality with this? Like, what is a reality beyond this reality with receiving, with abundance, with money, with wealth, with creation? And this energy of, and these energies really of sexualness is a huge part of what is at play in my own world and my own exploration of, hey, what is it actually, like, what can I actually create? If I were willing to have more healing energy in my life, in my body, more caring, more nurturing, more generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic energy, what does that actually create? What difference do I get to be if I'm willing to choose that? What difference do I get to be? And what difference do I get to receive? And what do I get to receive from my body and my life and everything that I'm creating if I'm willing to play with those energies? A conversation most definitely beyond this reality. And I'm so enjoying it. It's been quite awesome. So let's play a little bit more with those energies. So what is it to cultivate and to have the energy of sexualness in your world? And if you look at the body, and I know this is definitely a big topic to be playing with on a radio show, and I'm doing it because why not? But if you look at, like, so where, like, what is your reality? Let's just ask this question. What is your current reality with your body? Like, what is the space that you have with your body and that you be with? Like, do you have even an awareness of your body? Let's just start there, right? Like, do you have a sense of connection with your body? Are you aware of the sensations that are at play in your body? That sensation can be an amazing way to have a connection with our bodies and to have that sense of awareness of our bodies. Our bodies communicate with us largely through sensation, and sensation is an amazing way to access more awareness of your body, more connection with your body, more sexualness with your body. It is one of the ways that our bodies express the aliveness that they be. And so when you have that sense of, like, oh, I, like, my feet feel really alive, or, like, I have, like, my belly is relaxed, or, you know, even it might be like, there's a, you know, tingling sensation in my chest or in my heart or in my tailbone, or it's like this all, because our bodies actually are always have sensation. There's always sensation going on. And, you know, even like right now, as I'm sitting and talking to you, like, I am very aware of my body on the ground and, my, you know, like the floor and it's cold and it like, where is my body touching itself and my clothing? And so it's like an awareness, like a presence with my body and a presence as my body that allows me to receive and like to be in that play of the sensation of what's always showing up. Like, what is it like, even just as I'm talking, it's like there's a reverberation of the sound of my voice in my chest, and I'm aware of that. And so there's so much information and there's so much sensation that is always going on in the body, that isn't actually, we have been trained to not be aware of it. We've actually been trained to not, like, it doesn't have a relevance to us in this reality. Like, if you're functioning from the linearity of creation and the work, effort, suffering, and struggle that so many of us believe is the way of being in the world, we don't actually there's no value to, well, why would you want to be aware of the sensation of like the vibration of your voice in your chest, you know? And to me, it's like our bodies are this amazing vehicle that we get to play with in this lifetime. And you may not you may not enjoy your body or not have gratitude for your body, and that's okay. What if there's nothing wrong with that? And what if it's just about going, huh, okay, cool. So what else is possible? And, you know, you are listening to this. So it's like, what invitation can this conversation be to you? What can you actually start to play with right now? You know, like as you're sitting listening to me, can you be aware of, you know, your butt on the seat or wherever you are, like if you're laying down or if you're walking or standing up, it's like your feet on the floor, you know, the arrangement of your bones, your skeleton. Like, there's just so much information and aliveness that's always available to us. And what would it be like if that could really be a part of everything that you do and create in the world? And it doesn't, yeah. And so everything that doesn't allow you to have the joy and the space of receiving with your body and from your body, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. And if you don't know what that was that I just said, it's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which is basically like a big delete button for the energies of unconsciousness and things that sort of keep us stuck. You don't have to understand it for it to work, which is so cool. I love that about these tools. And you also can find out more about it at theclearingstatement.com if you would like to know more. So if you have this, like, as the ground for this conversation, like this sense of the sensations in your body, the aliveness of your body, and starting to receive that, what can you bring to that? What can you bring to that exploration? What can you bring to that curiosity of, okay, what is it like to have a sense of healing energy with your own body? Like, perhaps you have a capacity to heal. Maybe it's the earth, maybe it's other bodies, maybe it's, you know, animals, or, but like that you've never acknowledged. And so what would it be like to start to receive more of that with your own body and gift more of that with you? Caring, nurturing, like what are those energies like with your body, through your body? And it doesn't, it's not just sexualness, is not just about your body, and it very much includes your body and your being. Like, what is it like? What would it be like if you were walking through the world with the energies of healing, caring, nurturing? And it doesn't mean that you don't get to be everything, right? Sometimes there's very intense energies required in our lives. And when you deliver those energies or you be those energies from a space of sexualness, has a very, very different impact and effect on other people around you than you know, if you didn't, it, like, to me, the energy of sexualness is this constant space of being with my own body and the awareness of these energies that will make everything greater. So everything that doesn't allow you to have the greatness of that and the greatness of the space of sexualness that is available to you simply because you have a body, will you destroy it and create all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. And, you know, so you can just start to ask for this energy, like the energy of sexualness. What is that? What is that for me? What would it be like to have more of that? What would it be like to receive more of that and perceive more of that and be more of that? What gift could the energies of sexualness be to me, to the world, to my money flows, to my business, you know, whatever it is that you're playing with? Adding the energy of sexualness and choosing more of those energies is always a gift. Like it's sort of this, always this energy that exponentializes what we're being and what we're creating and what we're receiving. And as I said in the beginning, very much beyond this reality, like very, a very different space. And people that have a lot of sexualness actually have a very, there's a very inviting space that they be. So what would it be like to play with that? And one of the ways that you start to play with it, as I said, is just to start to ask for it. So everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So we're going to play a little bit more with that after the break. We are at our first break right now. And I wonder where else we will go. So you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we'll be back in a moment.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here this week talking about a lot about the energies of sexualness and what that has to do with receiving and money and creating more abundance and wealth. We were just talking before the break about like what this sexualness thing actually even is. It is a word that I don't think you can find in the dictionary. It really is a space of being and has lots of different elements and energies, and is such a gift to bodies and to the earth and to our lives and everything that we're creating and everything that we would like to receive. And we were chatting at the break about, you know, sometimes it's like you just like sometimes even just choosing a different possibility with your body is even just going like, oh, I have like right now, even as I'm brushing my teeth, I can be aware of the movement. Like our bodies are always moving, and our bodies actually love movement, and they were designed to move. Like we have so many joints and so many muscles, and like our bodies are this huge universe of possibility when it comes to movement. And bodies actually get kind of grumpy when they don't move. You know, even though they are like, even when you're breathing, you're moving, you're never actually still. So to be aware of that, to even just start to acknowledge that, oh, okay, so I'm breathing right now. What sensations can I be aware of, you know, as I breathe? Because the more you move, the more sensation you have, the more, like awareness you can play with and choose, and you can have a greater, you can use movement in a huge way to have a greater sense of connection with your body and that space of sexualness. And what if it doesn't even have to be like, I'm going to now, you know, go to the gym for 2 hours or go to my yoga class every day, or, but like, I have 5 minutes, like I could actually just stretch my body right now, or I could just even like pause for a moment and just acknowledge my body, you know, or even I'm brushing my teeth, I'm moving my body. What's that like? What's it like to move my arm? And what's it like to have the toothbrush moving around in my mouth? You know, like there are universes of information and awareness and sensation that are available to us with our bodies that we just ignore. And so what if having a greater connection to your body and a greater sense of sexualness didn't even have to be a big deal. Like it didn't have to be like, oh my God, I don't do that. I've never done that. I have no idea how, so fuck it. You know, what if it could actually be like, oh, okay, cool. Like what now? You know, one of the primary tools in access consciousness is asking questions. And when we ask questions, we are inviting the universe to show us what is truly possible with so many things. And we don't have to actually know how any of it's going to get created, which is what I love about this stuff. It's like you're completely off the hook for knowing how, like if you're like, if anything that I'm saying here today is making your body light up or excited or happy, or you are just like, oh, what could you actually, like, what could you just even ask for that will set the universe in motion to start to contribute to you in a really different way that doesn't require you then being like, how am I going to fit going to the gym into my calendar? You know, but you could just start to ask for it. Like, oh, what would it take to move more? I know for me, I was asking, I used to dance. I owned a studio and I taught dance, you know, 5 or 6 days a week. And I was always dancing. And that was it was actually like, I started dancing when I was 2 and I, you know, kept going, until I stopped teaching dance where I think I was maybe like 40 or something. I don't know. But I stopped actually like officially teaching it. And then I wasn't dancing as much. And so I just started going, okay, well, dancing to me is a really delicious energy for my body. There is a lot of sexualness in that for me. There's a lot of receiving. There's a lot of joy, which also increases, you know, like all of those energies contribute to our money flows in the strangest and coolest of ways. And we'll get more into that. But I just started asking like, okay, so I really actually love dancing. And what would it take to dance more? And also what would it take to to move more and exercise more when I'm at classes, because I do a lot of classes. Like, I host classes and I take classes and I facilitate classes. And so when I've found that when I go to classes, I don't move as much as I would like to. And so I just started asking for that. And then the other night, I'm in New York City right now. We were at in a brilliant Symphony of Possibilities class with Dr. Dane here. And there was a group of us that went out, and we ended up dancing like crazy. And it was so much fun. And it was like, oh, I'm like getting my exercise. I'm moving my body. I'm dancing. I didn't plan it. I wasn't like, I'm going to get my dancing in today. You know, it was like somebody invited me to come to the party, and I was like, yes, I would love to, you know. And I ended up dancing for a lot of the night and just having so much fun. And it was such a contribution to my body. And it was like, so it just showed up seemingly as if by magic, but really from my request. And anytime you ask for anything, it doesn't show up how you think it's going to show up, you know, and you don't actually have to be such a control freak and try to like orchestrate everything into existence, which really ties into the money conversation, because that's what so many people do when it comes to money, is actually really like try to push it or like control it into existence or force it to show up in your life. And it doesn't actually, like, that doesn't actually, it's sort of in a weird way creates the opposite. Like, if you have the point of view that money is hard to create, or you have to order it into existence, or you have to, you know, you have to, you have to like force it to come to fruition or whatever. It actually creates like if that's your point of view, then that is how it will show up. If you have the point of view of like, oh, it's everywhere, it's available to me, all I have to do is receive more. And then, you know, and also like show up and play and create and like all of that. It's like, it will actually come into your world in that way. So your point of view creates your reality. What point of view would you like to actually have in order to create the reality that you would like to have? A very cool, very different approach to creation. That is very exciting to me. So just to play a little bit more, and actually on that note, in terms of creation, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic energies. We talked a little bit more before the break about healing, caring, nurturing energies that are all part of the energies of sexualness. So healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic. So when you are in that creative space, when you're using your body to create, when you're like creating with the universe, when you're creating with questions, when you're creating from a space of receiving, like those are like generative energies, like these energies that just like pop into your world, and they might be very whisper-like, and then they might expand, and you just get to play and communicate. And creative energies, joyful energies, expansive, orgasmic. Orgasmic is like the not having an orgasm, you know, which certainly can be orgasmic, but it's more like the energy that creates life. That is orgasmic. And so what would it be like to have that as your reality, where you choose more of those energies, you ask for more of those energies, you invite more of those energies into your world, and see what is that like? Like how can those energies show up and gift you? And what can you then start to create as you have more of that with your body? What universes open up? And this is the thing about creation that I love so much, that I just find so delightful and totally fascinating. It actually is, there is this, like, the more we step into all of these, it's like everything in this conversation, like if you're like, yeah, oh, cool, that, I'll have that, which is also a great way to create, just, I'll have that, universe, I'll have that, I don't have to know how it's going to show up, I'll have it. But the more we choose, like we say in Access Consciousness, choice creates awareness. And the more we choose different energies, different spaces of being and functioning and being with our bodies and all of that, there's entirely new universes of creation that become available to us. Like there's entirely new universes of question, like new questions that you can start asking that, you know, new, like different questions create different awareness and different possibilities. Those, the elements of creation are question, choice, possibility, and contribution, and change. And so, like when you ask different questions, you're going to start to have different awareness, different choices, different possibilities, different change, different contributions showing up in your world. And that's one of the coolest things about this stuff is like, what different questions can we be asking? Like if there's something different you'd like to have, what different questions can you be asking? That's a conversation I love to have with people. Like what questions are you asking right now? You know, and it always gives me, because we ask questions from a really different point of view. And everybody has the points of view that they have that they ask questions from. And it's like, if you can tap into, like even listening to this radio show, it's like, the questions that I might have more of a fluency with asking or like a tendency or like the energies that my questions tend to have will be different from yours, you know? And then like, so what can I receive from you and what can you receive from me? And it's just a really fun conversation to have. And as you start to expand into that and choose more like different questions and different energies, like the energies of sexualness, healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic energies, your whole world will start to change. The questions that you ask will change. Your points of view will change. Your choices will change. The possibilities that are available to you will change. The contribution that you can receive will change. And so it's this incredibly organic and dynamic process of like becoming more, and as we become more and as we choose more, we get to receive more. And that really, so it's like this word money here that we have been playing with to some degree. It's like, what if the creation of money is about all of that? Like, what if it is actually about just the becoming more and playing with more and choosing more and looking at, what is the future that I'd like to create in the world? What would it be like if I could have and be more of these energies of sexualness with my body, like a greater space of receiving? And what does that actually then make available to me in terms of money, wealth, and receiving? Really different conversation. Really, this is like the conversation that I'm really having a really awesome time playing with right now. Because I'm sort of, I think I just got to a point where I was like, you know what, like working harder at this point is like not really like I sort of had this sense of like, well, I think I actually work as hard as I possibly can, you know, like at some point, like that's not really an option anymore, like working more hours or whatever. It's like there's only so many hours in a day, and you know, we could talk about time being irrelevant and all of that as well. And it's like, what else is possible? What entirely different universes of creation are available that allow us to exponentialize everything that we're asking for and choosing and creating from a space of joy and sexualness and receiving and all of that. So, I'm not even sure where I'm at with breaks. I lost my little chat window. Oh, there we are. Okay. I knew we were coming up on a break. We will dive more into this, like talk more about money after the break. And also just wanted to let you know, this is such a deep and wide conversation. I am actually starting a 6-month program, exploring all of this, like in depth, really diving into these conversations of sexualness and receiving, and how does that create money and abundance and wealth, and what else can we be with our bodies? Like, what joy of embodiment can we choose that would expand all of that? A really different conversation that to me is very much a match for a lot of things I've been asking for in my life. And that is starting in May. And it's actually called Creation of Living. And to me, living is this dynamic space of everything we've been talking about here, like the creation of something different. And so if you'd like to play more or have more information about that, you can go to heathernichols.com/creationofliving and find out more about it. It's going to be a really cool 6-month program. We're going to do energetic exercises and calls and private Symphony of Possibilities sessions with me, and super juicy. I'm really, really looking forward to it. So we are at our second break, and more on money when we return. This is Heather Nichols on Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week about sexualness and money, and it never shows up like you think it will. And what a cool conversation so far. So we've played a lot with these energies of sexualness and the body, and what is it like to include your body in what you're creating, and really expand that space of receiving. And that's actually, you know, Gary Douglas says, you don't ever have a money problem, you actually have a receiving problem. So if you actually are asking for more money and more wealth and more abundance in your world, really the place to get curious is about receive, like, where are you receiving? What are you willing to receive? What are you choosing to receive? What of you are you receiving? To me, receiving very much starts with you. It's not, like, you can't actually, if you can't receive you, which, so, and to circle back to those energies of sexualness, it's like, as you cultivate more of that in your life and with your body, you are actually actively cultivating receiving and receiving of you, receiving of your body. So, and receiving is a space where you don't have judgment, you don't have barriers, you don't have walls or like defense against anything or for anything. It's like, and it doesn't mean that you're a doormat. It doesn't mean that you're just going to like lay there and take whatever comes your way. But this sense of vulnerability that actually is a profound potency, where the, like, if you don't have walls and barriers, if you are willing to be this space of total vulnerability, you can receive everything, including the awareness of how to handle any situation, including the awareness of, hey, what will create more money in my world? What will create more receiving in my world? How can I handle like this situation with this person, or, you know, any of those things? So, really, it is the place, if you would actually really, truly like to change your money situation and your money reality, it is actually about, like, look, I encourage and invite you to really start to look at receiving and these energies that we've been playing with here today. To me, it's like just such a delicious exploration when it comes to money and wealth and abundance. And so the reality that I know I would like to create, not just for me, but like to see on planet Earth, like this, the planet actually would be so, so happy if we all had these energies of sexualness and receiving and the wealth and the abundance that that creates. Like, that's actually, those are highly generative energies. And the planet is really requiring a lot of that. And our bodies can be a massive contribution to the generative energies of the planet. And the health and the vitality and the beauty and the, like, all of, like, the aliveness of the planet, and our, actually, like, our future on the planet, because the planet will thrive and continue, like, with, like, we'll get kicked off before anything else happens. So if we would actually like to continue to play with planet Earth, like, something really different is required. And to me, that's a huge part of this conversation. And what it boils down to is, like, what we're doing right now isn't really working. Like, it, like, the level of, like, doing and mind and judgment and, like, like push energy and, like, barreling through and all of those things that we think create money, they're killing our bodies, they're killing the planet, they're killing, actually, ironically, our money flows, which is just hysterical when you look at it like that. It's like, oh my God, I'm like working dynamically against everything I'm saying that I'm asking for. So what else is truly possible here? And how cool that these energies that we're playing with today actually are the energies that do create not only more joy for your body, more money in your world, more ease for planet Earth, and like the like a possibility of vitally alive and vibrantly like sustainable and thriving and increasing vitality for the planet and for our bodies and for our lives. And how does it get better than that? Like, and how does it get easier than that? And truly, like, what would it be like to actually choose to create that? And that really is a different reality. Creating beyond reality. That's what we do here. Like, that's what we play with here. And that is actually a huge part of what you know, all of those energies start to create is this totally different reality. Because we can't really change this reality. Like, this reality is made up and there's a lot of insanity, to say the least. And we can't like go into it to change it. We can actually create something completely different that is an invitation for people. Like, to me, you know, and there are definitely people that would hear this conversation and think I was crazy, and that's fine. And it's like, what invitation might it be to your body? Like, if you're still listening, you know, I would imagine there's some level of invitation that this is for your body and your life that you're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, what's possible with that? And what would it be like to actually sort of pioneer that in a way, like pioneer that reality into existence where it's like, yeah, this doesn't exist. And when I choose it for me, when I choose it for my body, for my life, not only do I create more money and wealth and abundance and receiving, but I actually am contributing to the creation of a totally different reality. Yeah. So what is truly possible there? And so with the creation of money, like if it is something that you're asking for, I would invite you to really play with everything that we have talked with today so far. And you know, this show will be in the archives and you can listen to it. You can download it. You can play it on iTunes or whatever. It's available. Like, you can listen to it over and over if you'd like. And really just start to look at, like, what are the points of view that you have been functioning from now that you've been in this conversation? What are the points of view that you have been functioning from in regards to the creation of money that really are a decay of your body and your future and actually your money flows? Like, if you start to get curious about that question, what are they, you know, and then you can use the handy dandy clearing statement. So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, punch, hurts, boys and meons. And with that, it's like, what, you know, like I said earlier, it's like, what are the points of view that you'd like to choose that can create the reality that you would actually like to have? And what contribution can your body be to that? What contribution can these energies of sexualness be to that? What are the choices that you've not been willing to make? What amount of money have you not been willing to ask for? That if you started to ask for it, would initiate a tsunami of change and choice and possibilities and contribution into your world, but you have to ask for it. I know that was a big thing for me. I realized, a few months ago that there was an amount of money that I wasn't actually willing to ask for because I hadn't, like, I somehow was like, oh, I don't know how this would get created. So I still sort of, even though I know these tools, like, I was still going, oh, you know, this is actually something that I like don't know how I would create it, so I'm not going to ask for it, which is, you know, I'll just speak for myself, like, not my brightest moment. And when I realized that, I was like, oh, all right, well, then what amount of money could I actually ask for that I've never been willing to ask for? I've never even considered, like really asking for, not just like, oh, it'd be so awesome to have like $500 million, you know, but like really like, no, I'm actually choosing this. Like, I'm actually asking for this amount of money and I'm choosing it and I'm willing to show up and be and do whatever is required to create it. Now, universe, what can we create here? And it has been such a gift actually to step into that space of choosing it and going, I'm actually committed to creating this. And I don't have a point of view of what it's going to look like or will require of me. I don't, you know, like, it's not actually, it's not actually, like, even my job to know how this is going to get created. It's just my job to ask and to keep choosing, you know, and to keep expanding into all of these spaces that reveal themselves to me, that show up in my world, that, like, invite me to play into something greater. And there's a real chaos with that, like a willingness to be chaos that is very, very different. Again, very much beyond this reality, but so much more ease when you're willing to have that as your world. So much more ease because you don't like, there's such a lie that we have to know. Like there's a lie that we can even know how something is going to be created. So if you would like to have a certain amount of money in your world, and you ask for, you're like, I don't know how that's going to happen. So I can't even entertain it as a possibility. I can't even choose it. I can't even create it. It's like you are cutting off so much possibility rather than just going, okay, cool. Like I no longer, like I always say, you're off the hook for knowing how. You don't ever have to know how again. You don't ever have to know how again, how you're going to create anything. You never have to know that again. It's actually it's not even a question, really. A true question is a space of wonder and curiosity that invites the universe to contribute to you in the most dynamic and unexpected and phenomenal ways that are currently beyond what you're aware of. So a true question actually expands your awareness into something greater than what you currently know. So how is not really a question from that point of view, right? It's more of a computation of like, okay, now I'd like to have this. Now I need to know the order of how it's going to show up. But that isn't actually how the universe works. And so we're dynamically working against the quantum entanglements and how the universe actually, like the laws of the universe in a way, we're working against that when we go to the computation and the how, which is also an energy of judgment, which is also an energy that destroys our bodies and is like the antithesis of the energies of sexualness and receiving. So throw out the how. I invite you. I dare you. I dare you to throw out the how and ask, what would it take? What can I be? What can I choose? What can I add to my life? What can I be that I've never been willing to be before? What can I choose today that I've never been willing to choose before? What magic is available to me that has never been, that I've never been willing to receive before? What vulnerability can I be? What sexualness can I be that I've never been willing to be before? And so much of it does actually boil down to, what are you? Like, what would you have to be in order to have more money in your world, in order to have more joy and sexualness and healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic energy? What would you have to be different that you're not currently being? What would you have to choose different? What would you have to do different that you're not currently choosing and not currently doing? And just asking will allow the universe to start to show you those places and spaces where you could really, really be stepping into more. So that's my invitation to you. What if it's way more ease than we ever thought it was? This whole creation thing and the creation of money and wealth and the joy of being alive and the joy that's possible with our bodies. And what can you ask for that you've never asked for with all of that? So thank you for being here and listening. I'm so grateful for all of you out there in the world. And it's always so fun. I love meeting people at classes and here and there in the world that are like, hi, I listened to your show. I'm just really, really grateful. I absolutely love these shows and they're such a gift to me. So thanks for being part of it. And if you would like to really take the deep, full, yummy, delicious dive into this conversation, I would love to play with you. We have a limited number of people of spots in this program that we're doing, Creation of Living, and it's 6 months of this and beyond, private sessions, calls, energetic exercises, heathernichols.com/creationofliving. So thank you so much, everybody. And we will be back with you next week for more. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.